Wayne Scherer, international speaker, author, and entrepreneur, and this is the Wayne Scherer Show. This is all about being your destiny. Whatever your destiny may be, your destiny to seek out the life you desire, the dreams you desire, to achieve whatever goals you're looking for, to live on the path to whether it's riches, wealth, independence, whatever it may be, to be your destiny. On this show, you and I are going to look at something that's very, very important, something that stops most people from ever living their destiny. There's actually no good reason for this to happen, but everybody that fails, part of their failure and a major part of their failure is failure to deal with this. And everybody that succeeds, they did not succeed because this did not happen to them. In fact, it did. It happens to everybody. But the people that succeeded learned how to deal with it and what to do with it. And the people that failed, well, they decided it was too hard to deal with it or didn't want to deal with it. That being the destiny they dreamed of wasn't more important than dealing with this. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about conflict. Resolving conflict. Stopping conflict. Ending conflict. All conflict in your life was created by you. All conflict in your life was created by you. There's just no question about that. Now, I know you could sit there right now and disagree with me, but I bet you can't come up with an example that shows me wrong. I mean, a real concrete example, because I am certain I can show you how that whatever conflict you mentioned that you created it and you can eliminate it. Now, I always like to start off taking the risk that I'll make you mad right up front, that I'm being too hard-nosed or whatever. But, you know, I listen to a lot of personal development speakers. And across the board, they pretty much all agree. You won't find a personal development professional that will tell you different. So if you're mad at me right now because I just told you created all your conflict, then don't go to a psychologist. Don't listen to any personal development person of any credibility, because they're all going to tell you the same thing. All right. So get over that right now and accept that this is a real possibility for you, that you created all your conflict. And here's why I say that. Okay. Here's why I say that. Number one, think about it. If you're getting upset that I'm telling you that you created all your conflict, then that's already starting the proof right there. Because all you're doing is listening to me. I'm not touching you. I'm not standing in your way. I'm not making any move to prevent you from doing anything. Yet if you're getting upset at me because I said that, you're creating conflict. I didn't create the conflict. I just made a statement based on what's observed and what's known. It's hard to document that in real truth, but it's a belief that is a very solidly based belief within all personal development and even within psychology. So I'm not creating the conflict. You are. If you're mad at what I'm saying, then I say you created all your conflict, then you just created a conflict. And I didn't do it. I just made a statement. You can turn me off. You can turn me on. You can do whatever you want. You can make it go away. You have total control over whether the conflict exists or not. But how did it get there to begin with? That's the key. If you're going to eliminate conflict, then how did it get there? Remember, in an earlier session, we talked about beliefs. All your beliefs are false, and all your beliefs are true. Well, those beliefs are the sources of your conflict. Here's what happens. I've seen it in all of my years leading, training, instructing, and coaching, and just being involved in helping other people move ahead over the last over 30 years, I've seen it over and over again. People's beliefs are the source of their conflict. So how do those beliefs get there? Well, it's actually a scientific thing. I've kind of alluded to this in previous episodes before, but it's very scientific. We've shown, science has shown, in real terms, that for everything that happens and every thought and everything that occurs, your brain creates these little dendrites that send out other little things. I don't even know the names of all the scientific stuff. I don't need to know all of that. I just know that it's true, and it's not because I say it's true. It's because I've read the papers by scientists that do this, and so I know that it's true and it's documented. But what happens is it literally does imprint in your brain. It's just not a belief that it imprints in your brain. It actually does. So what happens when things happen for you to try to go in a direction opposite of what you've been used to? I mean, that's really what we're doing. When we step out of our world of working a job in that safe little world in our cubicle, or our safe little world behind a counter in a store, or our safe little world as a locksmith, or our safe little world as a plumber, or our safe little world as a construction worker, or whatever it may be. Those worlds, we work with similar people with similar beliefs, and we constantly enhance those beliefs by repetition of them day in and day out. Your brain implants those literally, figuratively, and physically, imprints them in there as pathways of thoughts that override everything else. They've been imprinted so many times that they are programmed there. So much like if you're searching in Google, the things that have the most things pointing at it in general, not exactly, but just to simplify that, the websites that have most things pointed at it come to the top. And when you search, how many pages do you search? Mostly, overwhelmingly, one page of the results. Some people go to the second. Rarely, I'm not telling you never, but rarely does anybody ever go to the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh? Only for some strange reason, out of pure curiosity, on rare occasion, do you ever do that. And otherwise, the first page, and at best the second, is as far as you go. Because it has the most things pointed to it, it brings it to the top, and we don't want to look any further. We believe that our answer must be at the top of the page. Our brain does that too. Whatever's imprinted the most on our brain is what we're going to believe. And if those beliefs are opposite of where we need to go, then they're going to create conflict in a big way. It's not because there's actually something physically blocking you. I mean, in your brain, there's this collection of dendrites and all the other little things that are connected with it that are going to block it. But the reality is, it's all in your head. You know, that's what your dad ever tell you that, or your mom? It's all in your head, kid. What's your problem? It's all in your head. I used to get that. I remember when I first started riding a bicycle without my dad's going to take the training wheels off, right? I mean, I wanted the training wheels gone, but and even though I was riding down the street perfectly, the training wheels didn't even touch the sidewalk at the point, you know, my dad said, well, he's ready. As soon as he took those training wheels off, I fell. And my dad's like, it's all in your head, kid. You were riding perfectly, and now I took those wheels off, and then you just fall right over. It's all in your head, right? Well, he was right. It was all in my head. I had imprinted this safety picture of those wheels that I couldn't possibly fall over. So as soon as those wheels were gone, a conflict existed, and I fell over. I had to get over it. I had to create a new belief that I could actually ride this bike without those little safety wheels. And as soon as I did that, by getting back up and pedaling and going a little further and a little further without those training wheels, Then it wasn't very long before the idea that I could actually ride that bike became the dominant imprint, and therefore, because I was physically able to, I also became mentally able to and overrode that conflict. So we all go through life creating conflict. And we do it day in and day out by repeating beliefs, executing beliefs in a certain way, and doing nothing to challenge them. When you don't challenge your beliefs, they just create new imprints. They become the truth, whether they're the truth or not, whether there's any anything factual behind it other than my friend said so and he would never lie to me. My friend said so and she would never lie to me. Well, but where did your friend get the information? From their friend? From watching it on TV? You think the news media would never lie to you? You think a politician would never lie to you? You think politicians inherently get up and tell you the complete story with all the facts? You think news people do that? Your teachers don't even do that in school, for goodness sakes. But you were imprinted with certain beliefs around the facts, even in your school. So now, here you are. You're trying to make this big change in your life. You've decided your destiny is to work from home, to get out of this job and quit being dependent on this boss and quit letting this boss limit your life, quit letting this cubicle dictate where you are, what you do, quit letting the person next to you at your work tell you can't do things, you can't accomplish this, that, or the other thing. You decided you're going to make that stop. But you have one big problem. You have this huge conflict. And every time you see something you want, and you have to do it a different way than you believe, then you believe is the correct way, because you've been in this world where they taught you a different way to do things, then you create a conflict. It wasn't created by the goal you're going to. It's created by you and your beliefs. So we have to overcome those. We have to overcome the conflict. So how do we do that? Well, we do it by a number of things. Number one is starting to repeat actions that are actually necessary to get where we want to go and making them the reality. In fact, most of these actions don't even work the first time we do them. That's another conflict that we've created. And I can't figure out what belief would actually make me believe that everything I did was going to work the first time. Maybe it's that security when you're working in an office or a business, that when things don't work the first time, oftentimes there's actually you don't feel the pain from it. So you don't even notice it. But when you venture out on your own, you start doing your marketing, your advertising, you start creating the systems that you need to make your business work, and they don't work the first time, your reality from the people you're around that say that those things don't work, even though it's empirically true that they do work because there's plenty of people doing it, you create a conflict that pulls you. It pulls you back to that old belief, and you can't defeat it. It's not that you can't. You certainly can defeat it. But do you want to defeat it? What are you going to listen to? Who are you going to listen to? What are you going to let steer you? Are you going to let this new conflict dictate that you stay where you were instead of moving to where you want to be? Is that what you're going to do? Or are you going to fight that conflict? Are you going to develop some way of taking action, of making a difference for yourself? Maybe it is a series of positive affirmations. Positive affirmations, by the way, don't work without action. Okay, so you can do all the positive affirmations you want. If you never take any action on them, then they ultimately will not stick. It's a combination of the affirmations and the action that truly imprint the new ideas that resolve the conflicts in your brain. You must eliminate the conflicts, and only you can do that. Nobody's causing the conflict but you. You and your beliefs. Your beliefs are false, and your beliefs are true. That's just a fact of life. So what's it going to be for you? Are you going to take the steps to resolve conflict? Resolving conflict is literally making a commitment to go where you want to go and not letting beliefs stop you. There's not some trick or some system or some magical pill. You can't go take a bunch of psycho drugs and all your conflicts are going to be resolved. You can't move from New Orleans to St. Louis and your conflicts are resolved. You can't take a vacation to Tahiti for a week and all of your conflicts are resolved. Because it takes some active thought and some active commitment by you within your own mind and your own thoughts to make it happen. You can make it happen. And if you'd like to increase the ability to imprint those thoughts on your mind, then maybe you want to think about joining me with my mentor, Jim Britt and Jim Lukes. Jim Britt is the guy who actually was the mentor for Tony Robbins. So if you think Tony Robbins is great, well then why not pay attention to the man who actually taught him? Jim Britt is awesome, and his products are incredible. So I invite you to check them out. You just go check the details out at excel.teamquanta.com. There's no obligation to go look at it. Check it out. Check the products out. The products are tremendous. Just the personal performance platform, which costs $25, is worth every second of its time you spend with it. I watch it. I listen to it every morning. It's on my calendar. First thing I do in the morning, personal performance platform. Incredible. It reminds me of everything I know, but I want to have it constantly brought into my brain over and over again so that I'm constantly fighting conflicts so that I can move my beliefs up to the right path that will take me to the place that my mentors are and not hold me back where in the places I might get stuck. So Excel, excel.teamquanta, Quanta, excel.teamquanta, Quanta.com. Go there, check it out. Check out the programs, the personal performance platform. Check out the other programs there as well. I actually have them all. If you actually want to make money from it, you can resell it as well. You can check that out while you're there too. But do it. Check out the personal performance platform. Get started. Even getting started, the risk is so low that you'll find out very fast that it was very much worth everything, every bit of the quarter you put into it. All right. This is Wayne Scherer and Being Your Destiny. I look forward to seeing you on the next Wayne Scherer Show.